Glimmer Glass Film Days will explore the theme Passages in Cooperstown, November 8th through the 12th. A program of Otsego 2000 Film Days features 31 films, 26 filmmakers, and special guests, panels, receptions, local food and drink, a companion art exhibit, a pop-up bookstore, a free film for kids, and guided hikes. Glimmer Glass Film Days was started to build an event that contributes significantly to local culture life and attract both residents and visitors to experience Main Street and the natural, cultural, and historic resources in the Otsego Lake region. Glimmer Glass Film Days is curated by the National Gallery of Art's Peggy Parsons, who we welcome to the roundtable this morning. Peggy, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Always a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you very much for being back. So let's talk about Glimmer Glass Film Days. And before we dive into this year's offerings, let us talk a little bit about how this event came about.
Well, you know, this is the sixth year for Glimmer Glass Film Days, and we're very happy about that. So far, it's been very popular. The local community and region seems to like it. We get visitors from outside the region, too. And one of the things that's interesting about it is that we are able to expand into the entire village. So we have a number of different venues, all of which have their own advantages and interests. The Fenimore Art Museum, the historic Village Hall on Main Street, the Templeton Hall, which is a wonderful 19th century building right in the heart of the village. And this year, we're going to be back in a brand new, renovated and very comfortable theater at the Baseball Hall of Fame, the famous Grandstand Theater. For the last couple of years, there's been a very extensive renovation. So it has state-of-the-art Dolby, state-of-the-art digital cinema, very comfortable seats, and it's really a lovely venue, probably one of the best in the country, or at least certainly in New York State, for screening cinema now, digital cinema. So we're very happy about that. We have three events there during the course of the weekend, and they're all in the early evening, those three events. So we're just glad to be doing it again.
So let's talk about the opening film on Thursday night. It is Human Flow. This was filmed over the course of a year in 23 different countries and 40 refugee camps. Tell us a little bit about the experience of this film.
Well, you know, it was done by this very famous Chinese artist, Ai Weiwei, who is not only a filmmaker, but he's a major presence on the international art scene. He has done works and installations in many major galleries all over the globe. He's famous because he's also a dissident and has actually been jailed several times for his position on human rights. But you know, he's achieved a lot in the course of his career. This film is, I would say, one of the most interesting that I've ever seen on the topic of immigration, and a lot has been done with this topic, as you know, for the last decade or so.
Certainly.
But Human Flow is beautiful. It's philosophical. It treats immigration from a very personal perspective, and I have to say, Ai Weiwei's insights are quite remarkable, and his ability to create a kind of piece of cinematic poetry is phenomenal. So it's kind of all over the place, but that's good. I think that's one of the assets of this movie. It doesn't have just a straight narrative. You are constantly surprised by the things that he's able to capture, and I think that it's going to be quite a profound experience for opening night to set the tone for this theme of passages. That's what we chose as our overall theme this year. And it's not just immigration. I mean, we're passages that are personal and meaningful on all sorts of levels. You know, the passage with the idea of change and flux and transit and sort of life journey, that broad definition of passage.
Friday features, appropriately enough, Friday Forums. And this offers the chance to view films and to discuss them with the filmmakers who made them, including movies that are even in progress, like the Rick Burns film.
Yeah. Yeah, we're starting off with the First Friday Forum. It's a work in progress called Driving While Black. Rick Burns is coming up for the morning. And this is an interesting collaboration between Rick, who's a well-known documentarian, and Dr. Gretchen Soren, who is also well-known in her field of African-American scholarship. So the two of them have been working on this for a while. I believe it's planned for release in 2019. And they, together, are going to talk about what they've done. The whole idea is based on the notion of the Green Book, which was a guide for African American drivers, Negro drivers during mid-century Jim Crow era, and when they went on motor trips through the South, especially, they needed to know where to go so they could get food and accommodations and things like that. And so Gretchen has been researching this for a long time. Rick wanted to do this movie, and I think it's going to be an interesting work in progress.
And other events going on as far as part of Forum Friday.
Yeah. Then there are two other Friday forums. The whole day is kind of different points of view about race in America and how that's changed the course of American history. So the idea of passages is incorporated as historical passages. We're finishing up Friday evening at the Baseball Hall of Fame in the newly refurbished and comfortable Grandstand Theater with a film by Travis Wilkerson, Did You Wonder Who Fired the Gun? This film is really remarkable. I highly recommend it. It's a personal journey for Travis because he was born in the South. His great-grandfather shot a black man in the 40s and got away with the crime. But Travis was curious to know more, so he took a journey through the South, visited various relatives that he hadn't seen for a long time, and learned a lot about his own past and about how this crime that was within his family came to happen. And I don't want to give away too much because it's kind of a road trip. It's also kind of a mystery. And it's a wonderful film. So that's how we're concluding this Friday forum with Travis Wilkerson.
Wonderful films on Saturday, wonderful films on Sunday. We are running out of time, so I'm going to direct people to your wonderful website, which is glimmerglassfilmdays.org. But let us talk for a moment about the closing film, Genesis 2.0.
Yeah, this is a new film. It hasn't had official release yet in America, although it will be in theaters, I think, fairly soon. It was done by a Swiss filmmaker. It goes all over the world again. It deals with the topic of synthetic biology, which basically is like cloning. And it starts in Siberia with these guys who are hunting for they're digging up mammoth tusks and mammoth carcasses because, as we all know, the permafrost has been melting. And part of what this is revealing are these well-preserved mammoth carcasses, lots of tusks as well, but they are able to, various scientists all over the world are trying to use this ancient DNA to create a new woolly mammoth hybrid. There's work going on at Harvard. There's work going on in China, a whole variety of places. The film follows the course of this. It also goes to a place where they successfully clone dogs. Very revealing, to say the least. We're all curious about genetics labs and what goes on in them, and this film deals with that topic. And it is a new film, and it's going to be released in theaters sometime soon. But of course, it won't make all the cities. It'll only be
right.
Sort of a limited release. So we're very interested and excited about that.
Glimmerglass Film Days explores the theme Passages in Cooperstown November 8th through the 12th. Again, there is so much more that we didn't get to, and please go to the website. It's glimmerglassfilmdays.org, and it will give you the complete schedule. You can look, you can plan your weekend. It's glimmerglassfilmdays.org. Peggy Parsons, it's always a delight to speak with you. Thank you very much. Have a beautiful film weekend.
Thank you so much. It's been great, as always.
A great pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you, Peggy. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.